They think they can protect themselves from making a mistake. But not making a decision is actually making a decision to not make a decision. Every decision you make will not be the right one. But God can take a wrong decision and still lead you to the right outcome. He can also teach you valuable lessons you may not learn any other way. Other people struggling to make a decision have the right idea in turning to God's word, but make the mistake of wishing they could find in the Bible exactly what to do in a certain situation. For example, they may want a simple yes or no for a very specific personal decision they face. To help us make those decisions and overcome self-doubt in various situations, the Bible sets many standards and offers many guidelines. Below are four decisions you can feel confident about because they are based on God's word. Knowing your decisions are in agreement with His word will empower you to stand against self-doubt. Practice making decisions like these, and it will strengthen your ability to make decisions with second-guessing yourself. Decide to grow in your study of God's word and in prayer. Number 2, decide to believe the best, not the worst, in every situation. Number 3, decide to focus on what God says about you, not what other people say. And number 4, decide to be hopeful, not fearful, about your future. The remedy for self-doubt is confidence. Part of the fruit of the healing of the soul is increased confidence, not in ourselves, but in God. We will not be right about everything all the time, but we will not be wrong about everything either. We need to learn to ask the Holy Spirit to lead us, to follow godly wisdom, and then trust God to help us make good decisions. There's a prayer with this piece of devotion that I just read to y'all, and it says, "Father, thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives in me. Help me to rely on and trust you so that I no longer need to dread making decisions and live with self-doubt. Amen."
All right, y'all, so it is time for the announcements. After the announcements, I will come back with today's positive word, quote, and scripture of the day. So don't y'all go anywhere. I'll be back right after this.
The Live Oak Public Library System offers local residents access to hundreds of thousands of movies, television programs, albums, audiobooks, ebooks, and digital comic books for free on your streaming television and mobile devices through the Hoopla app. Supported devices include Roku, Fire, Apple TV, iPhone, and Android, among others. The selection is vast. All you'll need is your library card. Find the Hoopla app on your device and more information at liveoakpl.org.
The Main Way to Wealth will air on Georgia Public Television July 31st at 7 a.m. New York Times bestselling author Monica Main will discuss her book, The Lost Secret, unlocking the hidden chapters of Napoleon Hill's 1937 publication of Think and Grow Rich. Monica will discuss how she acquired the lost chapters and offer a how-to program on the everyday practice of wealth manifestation and management. That is The Main Way to Wealth on Georgia Public Television, July 31st at 7 a.m.
Do you own a small business? Do you want to get your message out to a dedicated, loyal, and active audience? Then make WRUU part of your company's marketing strategy. Our listeners aren't just passively listening to us in the background. When your company underwrites with WRUU, you're getting their attention. And you're also supporting Savannah's only community radio station. It's an act of both self-interest and community spirit. Connect your brand with WRUU's passion, spunk, and hyper-local focus by choosing an underwriting package that fits your company's budget. Email underwriting@wruu.org for more information. Thank you.
Hello, Radio Land. You are listening to WRUU LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
I like that, y'all.
I've had my share of heartaches, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble, but I'm still here. Bruises, I've taken my lumps and bruises, but I'm still here. Yes, I am. Loneliness, I've had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here. Listen,
through it all, I made it through another day's journey.
Can anybody relate to that tonight?
I made it, yeah.
I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here.
Now I know somebody can relate to what I'm about to say now.
Lied on, many times I've been lied on.
Yeah.
But I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. Burdens,
I had to bear so many burdens,
but I'm still here, yes. Dark days, I've had my share of dark days, but I'm still here, yes, I am. Disappointments, I've had so many disappointments, but I'm still here, yeah. Through it all,
I made it through another day's journey.
Woo.
God kept me here.
I don't know how you feel about it tonight, but I thank God that I'm still here.
I made it. God kept me here.
Let me tell you what it was, y'all. Listen.
Yeah. It's by the grace of God that I'm still here today. He was always there, no matter what came my way. A very present help in my time of need, standing right there just to see about me. Oh,
I made it,
y'all.
Another day's journey.
One more day, y'all.
The Lord
kept his arms around me. It hasn't been easy, no.
I made it.
And I just want y'all to know this tonight.
I made it. Well,
yes, I made it.
I'm still here.
But a lot of folks said that I wouldn't be here tonight, but I made it.
by the grace of God, yo.
Yes, I may.
I'm still here, yo.
I'm still here.
Yes, I am. I had to lay awake in the midnight hour sometimes, tossing and turning.
I may.
All night long.
Yes,
have anybody ever had to lay awake all night long sometimes?
I'm still here.
Tears in your eyes, wondering what the next day was gonna bring. But God kept it all around you. Yes, he did.
Yes,
you made it through your trials. You're still
I'm
here
still
tonight.
Here.
Come on and let me see those hands and hands tonight.
Know about this right here. First of all, put your hands together for Under the Clouds off their 11th album. I think y'all gonna recognize this. Guess this song in two notes, you get a CD. Somebody. I'm gonna give you a clue.
Alright, y'all, welcome back. So right after those announcements, y'all, we had Still Here by the Williams Brothers, and then following that was Ken Ford known as the King of Strings, a very fine violinist that my mom and I used to go see when I was a kid. He would be at Centennial Park. I do believe he has a concert coming up in August. And he knows how to play that violin. Y'all, in this time right now, we have to take out time for ourselves. We have to do things that will help our minds, our body, and our overall well-being. You know, your spirit, man. What are you feeding yourself each day? What are you doing each day to better yourself? I've been working on some few extra things. One of those things, I'll tell y'all a little bit later once I get consistent at it. But I have implemented new routines, new ways of thinking. I've learned to pray about more things than I have in the past. As I have shared with y'all, once upon a time, I used to not pray, and I grew up in the church, and I used to not pray because of certain things that was going on in my life. I didn't really understand. And I know a lot of us may not understand things that are going on in this world right now, but what we are to do is to cast our cares to God. I have an insert from Joyce Meyer that I'm going to share with y'all about praying and obeying. For many years, I wanted God to speak to me because I wanted to pick and choose what things to obey. I wanted to do what he said was easy. And if I thought it was a good idea, but if I didn't like it, I didn't do it. Or if I didn't like it, I acted like it wasn't from God. Some of what God says to you will be very exciting. Other things he says may not be so thrilling, but that doesn't mean they won't work out for you and you're good if you simply obey. For example, if God tells you that you need to apologize because you were rude to someone, it won't work for you to respond with, "Well, that person was rude to me too." If you talk back to him with excuses, you may have prayed and even heard God's voice, but you didn't obey. Looking back at more than four decades of walking with God and being in ministry, I have to say that the simplest explanation for the success we have is that we learn to pray, hear from God, and then do what he tells us to do. Over the years, as I have sought God and pressed forward in what I feel he has told me to do, I can say that what I have done more than anything else is to simply pray and obey. In doing so, it has not always been a popular thing to do, but it has worked. If you want God's plan for your life, I can give you the recipe in its most basic form: pray and obey. God has given you the capacity to do both. And if you do it continually, you will be moving right along in his will for your life. And there's a prayer with this, and it says, "Thank you, Father, for helping me take the hurtful experiences I've had and use them to help me grow and be a blessing to others. Amen." Now, y'all, I will say praying and obeying will help your faith move beyond what you can see. And that's what faith is. Some people may say, I don't really know if I'm really into God like that. Not judging, because I used to be in that path. I used to be that way. But as I began to come about situations where I had no other choice but to pray, I mean, hey, I was like, well, it's got to be a higher power. It's got to be. That's what I started to think. And then I had a situation where it was like, oh, yeah, it's time to pray. And my mother told me to pray. And I did it. And I listened to what downloaded in my spirit. A lot of people look for this loud, audible voice that says, oh, this is what you need to do. It won't be a loud, audible voice. It's different for everyone. But it's that still, quiet voice inside of you, guiding you on what to do next. So yeah, it may be time to forgive that person. It may be time to step into graciousness and meekness, which brings us to our positive word today. The definition of graciousness is marked by kindness and courtesy. But what does grace mean? Grace is unmerited favor. That is the actual definition of grace. So it's undeserved favor. You may have come across some things in your life that you may not have felt like, oh man, do I deserve this? Do I deserve a second chance? Everyone deserves a second chance. Everyone deserves better. Everyone deserves that charm, the good taste, wealth, love, peace, and joy. So why wouldn't you deserve a second chance? When it comes down to meekness, that is the other word that was brought to me. Meekness is the fact or condition of being meek. Submissiveness, patience, long-suffering, gentleness. So when it comes down to being gentle, we are to be kind to one another. Treat the other person the way you would want to be treated. Disregard anything else that may come about. Be kind anyway. Let the fruit of the Spirit lead you. So along with the positive word, also James chapter 5, verse 17 and 18 says, Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again, he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Whatever it is that you need in your life right now, believe that it's going to be okay. Believe that miracles happen every day. So if you need a miracle for your family member, if you need a miracle for someone in your life, know that it will be okay. God covers all. So I'm gonna let y'all go. Y'all have a wonderful, blessed day. Happy Friday to everyone out there that may be feeling something in their heart and in their mind. I pray that you have peace. Take it easy now, y'all. Know that the best is yet to come. Until next time, peace.